give this ummah the shortest lifespan, the most amount of reward. To get the night of Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the ummah خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months, more than 8 years. So to search for the month or for this night of Qadr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in i'tikaf. I'tikaf means to stay in the masjid, to stay in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mushrikeen, يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ يَعْكُفُونَ, from there we get i'tikaf also. يَعْكُفُونَ, they used to cling to the idols which they used to worship. So we cling to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping and begging Allah jalla jalaluhu for His rahmat and His mercy. That Allah takes pity upon us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a decision of our hidayat, for mankind, for insan and jinnat. We make intention with jinnat also. Our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, make intention about jinnat also. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was sent for the hidayat of man and jinn. So we also make the same intention. So sitting in i'tikaf in search of the Laylatul Qadr. As Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once performed i'tikaf during the first 10 days of Ramadan. First 10 days. Thereafter he made i'tikaf in a Turkish tent inside the masjid for the middle 10 days. Thereafter he raised his head out of the tent and said, verily I perform i'tikaf for the first 10 days in search of Laylatul Qadr. Then during the middle 10 days, then someone, an angel, came and told me, it is in the last 10 days, that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 days. Whosoever has made i'tikaf with me should continue for the last 10 days. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making i'tikaf, and there were sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum also making i'tikaf for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I had been shown that night and then made to forget, this is how it shall be. I saw myself making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my forehead on mud the next morning. This was a vision. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw himself in on the night of Qadr. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his forehead on the mud the next morning. And here we also understand, in Masjid al-Nabawi, the original sunnah was a raw ground. That is aqrab ila sunnah, that is closest to the sunnah. To read salah on the raw ground, where there were pebbles over there. That is the best. Today we can see now with our comfort and how soft we've gone. We want it softer and softer musallas now. You want the memory foam. And here now, there's a maslah, the memory foam is very, very thick, that a person cannot feel the hardness of the ground, then the salah and sajda is not made. Salah will be invalid. So we should be careful now in regards to our musallas, they don't get too thick. So that is the best. We have come from the ground and the soil, we will return to it. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. But that's a reminder. When you make sajda also, it's a reminder to us that we are going to go back into the ground. We came from there, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. So when we go into the first sajda, to have this muraqabah, to meditate and to ponder that I have come from the soil. Then we get up, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma khfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqri. We go back in the second sajda, wafiha nu'idukum. And you will return to this ground. So every rakat of salah is a reminder to us that the sand that Allah Ta'ala has made you of clay and sand, one day it is going to become sand again. So before the sand can turn to sand once again, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that is mittiku qimti banao. That make the sand valuable. Put some value to it. By a'mal, by iman, by juhud. By striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put value to it. But today we can see where the entire value system of our life has changed now. Where before value was given to deen, the a'mal of deen, sahaba ikram's children also, when they would speak to one another in the gullies of Madina Munawwara, when Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahimullah explained, the sahaba radiallahu anhum's children, when they used to introduce their parents, unlike nowadays we're finding, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Umar bin Khattab used to say, we are such a nation, we are such an ummah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us honor and dignity because of deen and Islam. That is where we look for our honor, in the deen of Allah. Today, unfortunately, we find the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are supposed to be the imams of mankind, because the position has changed. We have become the followers of the West. So we are looking for izzat and honor, and what they are looking izzat and honor for. in titles, in things of dunya, etc., etc. Where they're looking for it, we're also looking for it. So how they introduce themselves, we also introduce ourselves. That I am so and so, we say I am so and so. I'm a CEO, I am so and so. Like this. So where they're looking for honor and izzat, we're also looking for it in the same place. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum's children, when they used to introduce their parents, who's your father? My father is a Badri. Took part in the battle of Badr. Subhanallah. My father is Ahl Uhud, Ahl Khandaq. My father was in Imam and Yarmouk. Subhanallah. Your father is a big man. Took part in all these battles over here. Ummu Amara radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nusayba bint Ka'b radiallahu anha, before the Ahkam of Parda, then she used to be in the battlefield. Battle of Uhud, she was there also. More than 15 wounds on her body. Pastorat. She went with her son. She took her son Abdullah bin Zayd. Let's go together, become human shields for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned, she was there. Ummu Amara was there. It's a human shield. Come my son. Come my son. Protect Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. At least we can protect the deen with ourselves and our children. Invest in them. And make them shields that we protect the honor and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will tell her to check this person. Check that one. Go ahead, Ummu Amara. Finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Ummu Amara, what dua shall I make for you? O Nabi of Allah, look at her. What her shock and desire was. What her shock and her desire was, like one person said to an alim, shawwiqni ila al-jannah, that create some desire in us for jannat. Tell us something about jannat that we want to go there. He said, fiha Rasulullah. In jannah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiyallahu anhu is about to pass away. His ruh is coming out and he begins to laugh. Wife says, oh Bilal, you're laughing? You're about to leave this world. He says, last night in my dream, last night I saw in my dream that I'll be having breakfast with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. غَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدُ وَصُحْبَةُ. Tomorrow I'm going to meet Ahibba, my most beloved, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. Khalid bin Ma'dan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, so Khalid, his daughter was Abda, rahimahullah ta'ala. She was saying, my father was a great muhaddith. He loved sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. So he lied down in bed every night. And as many sahaba, he grabs names he knew, he would recollect them and recount them. This sahabi, this sahabi, this sahabi. He said, hum usuli wa far'i. They are my forefathers and I have come after them. And how I love them and how I love to meet them one day. Like this, he will fall asleep. The love of sahaba radiallahu anhum. Today the ummah now is following stars. They're following stars. My ustaz will say, they're following pop stars. They call pop stars because in Jahannam they will pop like popcorn also. Allah protect. Allah save us, but that's the reality. So the original we find is the sahaba ikram Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will make sajda on the raw ground. That is aqrab ila sunnah, closest to the sunnah. We get a chance, alhamdulillah. But today we find now, the ground is dirty, I can't make sajda over here. Bring one musalla. We get a chance, perform the salah over there. That's why in the mataf, alhamdulillah, we get a chance, Madina Munawwara. And there Hazrat says also, Allah's great fazl and karam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew the ummah will come to Madina Munawwara, the park zameen of Madina Sharif. Pure land. Nabi Ali salatu salam, blessed feet walked upon that land. Allah ta'ala knew the ummah won't be foot for this. So Allah ta'ala made them to tile the entire courtyard also because the ummah will come. Allah saved the ummah that they will smoke and they throw the cigarettes here too. They're not fit for the zameen. So better we cover it up. Better we cover the zameen up. So this is the original. Then they say thereafter the closest to the original will be a chatai, straw mat, hasir. That is the best thereafter. Then you'll get the carpet and the mats, etc., etc. But that is the origin. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we get a chance to perform salah like that. And here Hazrat says also, today we find that globally, now the entire move is towards the Abrahamic Accord. And now there's a prayer room in the airports. Before we had a musalla. Now it's one prayer room. Everybody must share it. Hazrat says we don't need the prayer room. We don't need a musalla also. Because for this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the entire earth a musalla for us. We get a salah anyway. But they want to confine us to one place, out of sight. We read salah in public. Let them see our ibadat. And how their hearts will turn. How they'll fall in love with salah. When jamaat was saying, they're going to peddle in the path of Allah, on foot, they stop at the garage, one of the western countries. So they took out their musalla, they made wudu on the roadside. Imam Sahib went in front, and the whole congregation behind them, non-Muslims, they're observing what these people are doing. And the Imam said, Allahu Akbar, and they all followed him. By the time he finished his salah, the one white man came running, he said, I want to become like you all. Please make me like you all. They asked him why. He says, my entire life I'm searching for some supreme being, some supreme creator. I'm looking for him. That I know I've got to go down on my knees, put my head down to somebody out there. But I just couldn't find him. When he went into frustration onto the ground, I realized he's there. My whole heart turned upside down. The power of salah. So these now, we don't have to fight for one musalla somewhere. The entire earth, that is why make it a habit, my dear brothers, when you're traveling anywhere. In our hand luggage, or in our cars, they have traveling musallas. They keep it. It's part of our, what do you say, survival kit. We take everything else with us. Take the charger, and take the power banks, and take everything, but we don't take our green kitab. What to read every night. Take our salat and salat, take our Quran Sharif, take our musallas. But we'll take the podcast. Don't forget the podcast. That's the most important thing. Must take the food. Food for us now has become like a religion. And the wise amount they prepare also. We've got to take our zadut taqwa, provisions of taqwa also. Take our musallas with us in the car. So we can read our salah anywhere. But this is the closest to the sunnah to make salah now on the raw ground. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, I saw myself making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my forehead on mud the next morning. Look for Lailatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Look for it among the odd nights. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that same night it rained. That night Nabi alayhi salatu told us, that this is how I saw myself. On the night of Qadr making sajda, when I woke up there was mud on my forehead. But that same night it rained. The roof of the masjid leaked. Of Masjid al-Nabwi. It leaked that night. I looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes and forehead, and there were remains of water and mud. As he told us, I saw it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that night made sajda just like that. This was on the morning of the 21st, after performing sajda on muddy clay, which was our last night more or less. May Allah ta'ala give us Lailatul Qadr. But that's one of the signs that it will be a very cool night, there will be a very light shower also. Commentary, it used to be the general practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform i'tikaf in Ramadan. This was the general practice. Quran tilawat and i'tikaf. At times he used to remain in the masjid for the whole month. During the last year of his life, he was in i'tikaf for 20 days. The last month of Ramadan of his life, it was for 20 days i'tikaf. Since he always remained in the masjid for the last 10 days, the ulama say that it is sunnat-e-mu'akkada to perform i'tikaf in the last 10 days. From the above hadith, it can be understood that the main object of i'tikaf is to search for Laylatul Qadr. What better way of searching can there be than to be in i'tikaf? As we are considered to be in ibadah all the time, whether we are awake or asleep. As we mentioned last night, the point we left out is that whatever ibadah we do, one is we come for i'tikaf to look for the night of Qadr. But the maqsood, the objective is not the night of power. It's a pleasure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salatul Hajat that we perform, salah for a need. We left it last night, yesterday over here. We read salah of Hajat, we don't read salah for the need. We read the salah of Hajat to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a salah I read that Allah becomes so happy, Allah fulfills my need. The salah cannot fulfill your need. But to perform the salah in such a manner of muhtaji and neediness before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that ya Allah, I need your help. I'm performing the salah. Through the salah, ya Allah, you become so pleased with me that you fulfill my need. If not the first time, the second time, the third time, we continue until Allah becomes happy, till Allah becomes pleased. Remember, when a person performs ibadah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differently accepts his dua. Allah might not give it the first time. Ya ulama explain also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might withhold what you want. Why? Because Allah loves to see you prostrating before Him. Keep him here. Don't let him go. If I give it to him, he'll run away. So let him continue performing salah. Let him continue begging and asking, like how little child will come and he'll ask for the father or grandfather, give me a sweet. What they say in Jobuk, stock sweet. We say lollipop. And the father say, come, come, and how you make him jump? Jump, jump, make your face like this.
say please, say jazakallah, say you won't ask again, how we enjoy. And finally we give him and we grab him and we kiss him. But he'll come again, after it's finished. Can I have another one please? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see us like this. Some people Allah know I'll keep them here for long, carry on crying, and I like how they cry. Some people Allah knows I've got to give them quickly because they might not come back again. So better give it, he'll come again to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-hakim, the all-wise. فِعْلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُوا عَنِ الْحِكْمَةِ. Every action of the all-wise is full of wisdom. Full of wisdom. Nothing happens by chance. From the above hadith, it can be understood that the main object of i'tikaf is to search for Laylatul Qadr. Furthermore, a person in i'tikaf is free from all daily work. Thus, he has all the time to spend in dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and meditation. Throughout Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself in ibadah. When the last 10 days came along, he had no limit in pushing himself. There was no limit. He would stay awake, wake up the family also. He himself remained awake throughout the night and awakened his family for the same purpose. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports, during Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied his lungi, his lower garment, tightly around him, staying awake all night and waking his family for the purpose of ibadah. Tied his lungi tightly means that he spent all his time in ibadah. This was the last 10 nights that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to exert himself in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in enjoying himself in seclusion, isolation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was no limit to this. Hazrat says also, some people say, we can't stay awake. We can't, just can't stay awake. But we know when it comes to ma'asiyat, sin, some football match, we have to see the whole night will stay awake. Then the sleep doesn't come after that. The sleep doesn't come. But we say, now when you sit in ta'aleem, then Sakina is coming. Sakina, she's coming now. So somebody asks the Shaykh, how come in ta'aleem, then the sleep will come. When I'm watching movies or TV, sleep doesn't come. But the Shaykh says that if you're sitting in a pit of fire, will you fall asleep? He says, no. He says, in front of the TV, in front of the cell phone, you're already in the fire of Jahannam. How are you going to sleep? And if you're sitting in a beautiful garden, then definitely you'll fall asleep. These are all gardens of Jannah, when you're making the dhikr of Allah, Quran tilawat. But if that muhabbat and love is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, you'll fall asleep, you'll wake up again. Ya Allah, give me the strength, give me the ability. Person will wake up, 2 rakats more, stand up, then start a dhikr again, and he'll push himself. It's only 10 days in the, 10 nights in the year, where we can exert ourselves a bit, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person performing i'tikaf remains free from sins, and he is given the same reward as those who do good deeds, in spite of not having done those deeds because of him staying in the masjid. So he'll get the full reward. He can't do many things, he can't visit the sick, he can't go for janazah. How much reward? Visiting the sick also. Person visits somebody that is ill, he goes in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels to make dua and maghfirat for him till evening. Goes in the evening, 70,000 appointed to make dua for him. Malaika, ma'asum, sinless, duas are accepted. Just to go visit a sick person, so much of a reward. Beyond tibda, wataba mamshak, Allah says, your walking is excellent, you built for yourself a palace in Jannat. Just to visit somebody for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you build a palace for yourself in Jannat. Hazrat says to, nowadays we say, build one palace. Person performs his 12 rakat sunnah salah for the day, 2 of fajr, muqadda, then his 4 before zuhr, 2 after zuhr, then his 2 after isha, 2 after maghrib, that's 12. Allah will give him a palace in Jannah. Now ask those that have built a house or renovated the house, what a headache it is. What a headache it is now to build the house, to get it done, then the finishings finish you also. To build a palace in Jannah is easier, subhanallah. To build a house is so difficult. The plumber, electrician, then to there's some leak, then something is faulty. You'll never get it 100%. Then the tiling, the tiler messed it up, then redo it. The kitchen and what? There's no, like, it's not going to come to an end. Allah says, palace for you in Jannah. Fully decorated, fully fitted, designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Designed and fitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walk in. One palace in Jannah. So that person in i'tikaf, Hadith Sharif says, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person performing i'tikaf remains free from sins. If he looks after himself, but now Hazrat says also that before now, to do guna and sin, you have to go some avenues. Now they've given you all the avenues in the palm of your hand. Cell phone is there. Disco came in the bedroom, the videos came in the bedroom, and everything has come into the room now. Everything is there. Allah Ta'ala save us. Even in i'tikaf also, that we should refrain from these things. If we have anything haram on the phone, videos, etc., delete them now. Ya Allah, I don't need it. Ya Allah, I don't need it. You see, that person of Bani Israel, that killed 99 people, kill them, murdered 99 people. Quran says the person who kills one mu'min, وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, person who kills one believer, his punishment will be forever in the fire of Jahannam. The curse of Allah upon him, the anger of Allah upon him. 99 people he killed. Then he goes to the rabbi and he asks him, is any tawbah for me? He says, no, we are doomed forever. So he makes up his mind, that is the case, then I better kill you also. There's no tawbah for me, then I better kill you, make it a century. Then he goes to some Allah wala that had the ma'rifat of Allah, knew the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even Iblis, mal'oon, shaitan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kicked him out of Jannah, ukhruj minha fa innaka rajim, that move from here, you are accursed. Allah was so angry with him. All the malaika conformed and submitted, and they made sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but Iblis, he refused. Aba wa istakbar. He refused openly, out, right out. I won't make sajda. Istakbara, he was proud. And he thereafter, wa kana min al kafirin, became a disbeliever, rejected the command of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished him. But then too, he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, Allah's sifat as such, his attributes, that Allah can display His jalal, His anger, and His jamal and beauty at the same time. It is not that Allah Ta'ala's one attribute overpowers the other. Allah can do both. Allah subhanallah is beyond our comprehension. Allah being so angry, and He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anzirni, Allah give me a respite. You're kicking me out, but give me a respite till the day of Qiyamah. And why? He said also, لَقْعُدَنَّ لَمْ صِرَاتَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ إِدِيهِمْ, that I will wait on every path for your bondsmen, and I will lead them astray. Why are you kicking me out? Allah says, done, respite for you. In that anger of Allah, He's still requesting, and Allah still gave it to him. In you, Allah can be Jalal and Jamal. Allah can display His anger and His beauty at the same time. So like this, Shaitan asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gave him. What point are you talking about? What's the point we were discussing? La ilaha illallah. Point was for my Allah. Ah, the person killed 100 people. Jazakallah khair. So this person now, so he asked the rabbi, didn't have the ma'rifat of Allah. Even Iblis had ma'rifat of Allah. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a arif, he was a abid, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was an ashiq. He didn't love Allah. As Hakim Sahib Rahman explains over here also, that a person will not be an obedient servant to Allah due to fear. Fear won't stop a person from ma'asiyat and sin. Fear will not stop you. Person now fears his wife also, but still to look at something haram. He has fear of getting caught, but he'll still do the haram thing. The only thing will stop a person is the love of Allah. When I love my Allah, I don't want to break the command of Allah. Person knows Allah can catch me, Allah can break my legs, Allah can take away my eyesight, but he's still doing it. He's still doing haram. So the fear won't stop a person. Is وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, when a person has intense love for someone, and yet to get that intense love, we have to go to those that have the love of Allah. Then we ponder over the ni'mas and bounties. Allah, you gave me so much. You gave me so much. Allah, how can I break your command? How can you bite the hand that is feeding you? Even the dog understands that. Even the kutta understands also. I don't bite the owner or the hand that is feeding me. But insan, they say insan is ajib. You never find a lion eating grass. He knows his diet. You won't find now a herbivore. You won't find a cow eating meat. But insan, so much of aqal, intelligence, he says, bring everything. Whether halal or haram. He can't understand. Can't hold himself back. Because he doesn't have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person killed 99 people, made it 100. So here we say in the month of Ramadan, now clear all our records with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whatever haram in my life, ya Allah, I don't need it. I will get enjoyment without these things over here. The point over here, this person now, when that ashiq of Allah, that arif of Allah, that knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, there is tawbah for you. Although you got the blood of 100 people on your hands. Then to the qariyatu salihin, this is a village of pious people. Go there. Just staying with them only, your life will change. Allah will accept your tawbah. Just go and sit with them. Hum qawmun la yishqa jaleesuhu. They're such people, they're sitting with them, no one will be wretched. You will get some goodness by sitting with them. Just go and sit with them. As Hazrat says now, become one dabba. Dabba ki tarah baithe raho. Sit like one dabba de. Like you get dabba also the coaches. In India, when you take the Rajdhani and the trains over there, Hazrat says now one person pays for the first class ticket. Oh, person is going by air also. He bought a first class ticket. And Bishara sitting in the economy class. But they both will get to the same place. Here this coach also linked up not to the first class. Where the first class will stop, even this economy class will stop the same place. He said, we are that economy class. We just link up to the first class awliya. Just go and sit with them. Where their manzil will be, where they will reach inshallah, then we'll also reach with them. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu's riwayat, he speaks about a person goes to Jannah. The father was a very high ranking buzruk. And his children were ladina amanu wa taba'atun dhurriyyatuhum. He had children, they had iman. And they followed him with iman only. Not much good amal. Qiyamah's day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the father a very high rank in Jannah. So he says, you will enter into Jannah and you will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aina zawjati, aina awladi. Allah, where's my wife? Where's my children? They fell short. They fell short of you. Al-haqqana bihim dhurriyyatahum. A lot of ikram for this Jannah in a high level, Allah will lift them up to His darjah and His stage. وَمَا عَلَتْنَاهُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah will not drop His status. Like the king now goes to a foreign land, and he takes the prince, but the prince is not acting like a prince. He's acting like a knocker, like one of the workers, playing the fools. But that king, or that prime minister of that country now, won't put the prince now with the workers. After all, he's still a prince. To put you in the royal quarters. So here the father reached there, as the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, in the same way, as this person now will ask for his biological children, say the friends of Allah, because he was so accustomed sitting with his spiritual families, he'll ask Allah, where's my spiritual children? We'll have majlis here in Jannat also, call all of them. He says the barakat of having nisbat to some sheikh, is even in Jannah also, wherever the sheikh will reach, sometimes the murid is high also. But where the sheikh is, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join those that were with him in dunya, with the sheikh in Jannat. Because they were spiritual children of the person. With this person now he went, and as he's going towards that town of the pious people, Allah ta'ala said, Malakul Maut, take his ruh out. But he's going taib, he's going to make tawbah, he's on the way. He's clearing his files, and he's going. And now his ruh came out. Malaik wa adab came running, taking him to Jahannam. Malaika Rahmah came, we're taking him to Jannah, he's going to make tawbah. He's on his way to make tawbah. He didn't reach the place yet. So you can't take him to Jannah. He's closer to the place now of where he made sin. So then they were debating. So the command came down that now measure to which place is nearer, to the place of sin or to the place of piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat upon him. Because he had tawbah in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shortened the distance between where he was and the place of piety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Jannat. Here ulama say, if you want to make tawbah, we have to clear out the records first. Clear out the records first. Whatever we have on our phones, the videos and the pictures and the selfies and all the haram things, it's impermissible to have. Clear it out now. Ya Allah, I don't need it. I can live without it. Before, we should say, in the old days, most of the albums, Allah forgive all those, the photos and pictures, snaps of weddings and walimas, you should keep in the albums before. So there was some hope. That time also the small screen, black and white, was in the cupboard. So if Haji Sahab, Musalli Sahab went to the masjid, and something happened to him, nearer to the masjid, got knocked, or got hijacked, passed away, whatever it was, he was on his way to the house of Allah. Where's his records? In the house. He's closer to the masjid, alhamdulillah. And now with the shaitan, his cell phone, The entire records are all on the phone. Whole album is there, whole history is there. Now Allah Ta'ala is going to make you closer to His rahmat, already is in your pocket. How much closer now Allah is going to bring you to His mercy and rahmat, whereas that phone is right over there. So you can't even distance yourself from the gunas also. Therefore we say, delete it. I don't need it. Take the himmat and the courage. Alhamdulillah, many a masturat have even heard this. They burned the old records completely, burnt everything. But I don't want to go in the qabr, like there was one Karguzari, one youngster. I subscribed to haram porn sites. Subscription is to receive every day updates. Allah, brother, protect us. He come onto his email, and from there he used to send it to so many friends. Youngster got some illness and he passed away. They went to his computer and he's in the qabr and he's still coming to his email box. All the haram things, I mean distributed. You know, sadqa jariya. This is now ma'asiyah. Disobedience. You can't unsubscribe from it. Ya Allah, what do we do? He's gone in the qabr and things still coming through. Still coming through. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So as far as possible, delete it. Ya Allah, we don't need all these records. On the cloud also, take it out. Ya Allah, I don't need it. Have a pure, clean life. And be prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the house of Allah, make sure we don't have these things on our phones. Even the musical ringtones also. Change, we don't need. This is sin without pleasure. There's no pleasure in it, especially in the masjid now. That whatever number you have now as your musical ringtone, it goes on in the masjid in salah, how parishan you are now. Supposed to bring some pleasure to you, but now it's a musibat. Ya Allah, I have to put the cell phone, it's not going off right now. So we don't need the musical tones, this is sin. Besides all those that are listening to it, you're getting all the guna and sin too. You're carrying all the guna. One person says Mubarak, one alim says Mubarak, and blessed is that person that leaves this world, that leaves this world and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying his own personal sins only. Mubarak to you, very good. Don't take the ummah with you. Don't take all the people you influence on the internet with you. How much are you going to answer on the day of Qiyamah? Influence them on what they call these apps now, some Facebook or TikTok or Instagram. So many likes, subscribe, so many people influence do the wrong things. How are you going to carry the guna on the day of Qiyamah? Even it may be a halal thing, but you know predominantly these apps have haram in it. To come look for that one recipe, so many haram they'll have to see. We don't need it. But how many people now we're taking with us to Jahannam, carrying their gunas. Our gunas is iqra kitabak. Allah says, read your own kitab. It's sufficient for your hisab today. See how much you got there. How much you're going to answer on the day of Qiyamah. Don't take the ummah with you. Don't take other people with you. If you have to, do some good amal. They'll learn something from you. They'll do the good action. You'll get the reward of it. So abandon these sins and take it out from our lives. You don't need it. Lighten your life and take out the gunas and sins. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the strength of iman also. So we have the last few days, my dear brothers, in the month of Ramadan, to clear all our records with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we will not clear our records, Mashaykh write this also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the person respite. He'll give him time, now he's strong, he's fit, he can fight still. The time will come in his life, that darkness, the sins, those spots, and those stains of the sins are deep on the heart, he hasn't cleared it up yet. They say the evil effects of the sins will catch him in his old age. Will catch him, because he hasn't made tawbah. Will catch him in his old age. Because it acts like a receptor and draws the wrath and the anger of Allah. We didn't clear it up yet, it's still there. You're still enjoying the old reels and the old records still. You haven't cleared it up as yet. Clear it up and forget about it. Make tawbah. Never did it before. But the person still has it there. In the old age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his entire empire will work against him. His own children now, his own wife also, those that he gave his life for, Allah will turn their hearts against him. What they say, he's got Alzheimer's, his dementia, isn't what he's talking, he's babbling. But they say he's a dead man in a living body. He can't do anything now, because of his old gunas and sins. So these things we have to get rid of them. And now with the cell phones and everything is online, and how, where and where it's stored right now. Allah Ta'ala protect us. That it mustn't come out after we pass away, all the gunas will come out. Now we have the chance in the month of Ramadan to clear the records. Now we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're giving Allah ta'ala a chance to pull us towards Him. We're all waiting for the tamacha of hidayat. That one slap must come, my life must turn around 360. But we have to be ready for that also. Present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm ready for it. We clear all the records that I don't need these things over here. And all the phone numbers, whatever it may be. make tawbah, make istighfar, then Allah's rahmat will come upon us. Then we can change our lives. Then to walk the path of Allah will become very, very enjoyable. Then we really enjoy ourselves. In the obedience of Allah, there's enjoyment. There's ladhat. There's enjoyment, there's sweetness. And Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, when a person will protect his eyes, protect his heart, and إِذَا دَخَلَتْ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, when the sweetness of iman will penetrate the heart of a believer, then it will never come out thereafter. Allah will leave it there. And finally you earned it. You protected your eyes, you put it down. Also one misconception, they say the first glance is jahiz. Not the first intentional glance. Some people say that it's just one glance for 5 minutes only. It was the first one. That's the accidental glance. That's overlooked. The accidental glance is overlooked. Not the one with intent. One person came to Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat, subhanallah, so much noor in the Haram Sharif, all the Indonesian girls, you saw the noor on their faces. Hazrat said, you saw noor on, you didn't see the noor in the Kaaba Sharif. Where his heart was, where he's looking for noor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Asadullah Sahib would say that, oh fool, you're looking for the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam. Where are you going to find it there? The pleasure of Jannat is in the Amal of Jannat. Is that in Jahannam? Look for it in the right place. You're looking for it in the wrong place. So you're looking for the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Haram Avenue. You won't find it there. Then to Hazrat says to, sometime we're going out in the marketplace, we're going to the Haram Sharif, wherever we're going, everywhere it's there. So how do I know now whether my eyes were clean for the day or not? Somebody asked our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib bin Barakatuh in Umrah and Hajj. He said, wherever we go, they are there now. We're sitting in the Matab looking at the Kaaba Sharif also. They're walking in front of us. Hazrat says, even for those accidental glances, make tawbah for that too. Make tawbah for that also. He has a teaches us also, if you can exercise your eyes and protect your eyes from halal things too, Allah will give you the strength to protect you from haram things. If I don't have to look, don't look. Things of dunya that attract me, to attract my eye, try not to look. Sometimes person loves cars, he wants to see all. Try not to look. Allah will give you the strength to refrain from haram also. Yes, Hazrat says, where you're supposed to be looking now? Where you're supposed to be looking, there you don't want to look. Look at your parents' face, you get the reward of Hajj. There you won't look. Look at your wife, he says, there walk in the house, you see like a popo face, you walk into the house. But when that female rib came, what a smile you gave, bring the tea, call in the office, make her sit down, all the smiles you finished over there. When you go home, there's no smiles left. So the whole thing is gone upside down. So protect our eyes. So Hazrat says, how you know the eyes were clean? When you go to bed at night, and now you're going through the reels of the day, record of the day, you can't remember seeing any woman. He said, your niyat was correct. Your niyat was clean. When you left home, Allah protect my eyes too. So when you went to sleep, I can't remember anybody. Alhamdulillah. Then you were sincere. So like this, we can gauge now for the day how sincere I was when it comes to protecting my iman and my heart. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وكريم رحيم الله give us strength of iman may Allah. يا الله purify our hearts and our eyes and our tongues and our ears and our hands and our feet may كريم رحيم الله. يا الله use us and accept us for the خدمة of deen. Use our faculties for the service of deen كريم رحيم الله. Oh my كريم رحيم الله. Make your love and your محبت dominate our hearts may Allah. The love for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh my كريم رحيم الله. Give us the love of every sunnah, the knowledge of every sunnah, عمل upon every sunnah, accept our lives, the خدمة of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our families, our progenies. Ya Allah, give us Ya Allah, grant us the ladhat and the enjoyment of your ibadatum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that enjoyment overpowers everything in our life. That we have shock and desire, Ya Allah, to be close to you, to do amal that will please you. Ya Allah, make this the maqsad and the purpose of our life, Ya Allah. That we live for you and we die for you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of Islam, the ni'mat, Ya Allah, the rosy sustenance is in your control, in your hands, in your qudrat, O my Allah. You haven't given it to any makhluq, O Kareem Rahim Allah. For the ni'mat and bounties of the food and the drinks that you have given us, the sleep and the homes, Ya Allah, and the comforts in life, Ya Allah, the respect and the honor, our families and our children, O Kareem Rahimullah, our sihat and afiyat, our good health that you have given us, O my Kareem Rahimullah. Ya Allah, keep us in your boundaries and take us in your boundaries. Ya Allah, accept our i'tikaf and all the i'tikaf that are taking place in the world. Ya Allah, accept it, make it a means of hidayat, O my Allah, for khair and barakat, Ya Allah, to spread in the world. O Kareem Rahimullah, save us from all the fitnas around us, Ya Allah. Give us the strength of iman, all of the manageable age, O my Allah. Ya Allah, from your treasure, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you send for them suitable spouses, pious spouses, Ya Allah. It will be a companion for them till Jannat, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim. All those in difficulty, spiritually, physically, financially, Ya Allah, open the doors of rahmat upon them, make it easy for them. All those in pain, Ya Allah, relieve them. All those left the world, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, make them maffarat, forgive them, Ya Allah, release them and entire ummah from the fire of Jahannam. O my Allah, give us Jannati lives in this world, O my Allah, in your consciousness, in your dhikr, in your ibadat, in your muhabbat, in the muhabbat of deen. Make our homes like the homes of sahaba. Make us like sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Make our children like the children of sahaba radiyallahu anhum. O Kareem Rahim Allah, save us and our families and our children from the fitnas around us. Keep us with iman and take us with iman. Reward our mashayikh, our ulama, our satiza, our parents, our grandparents, O Kareem Rahim Allah, and our beloved Shaykh, Ya Allah, running the highest stages in this world, make it for you spread in the entire world. Keep him and his family with afiyat, sihat, and salamat, and accept us for the khidmat of deen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Atub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun ala mursalin. Alhamdulillah. Just one point for them, my dear brothers. As we're speaking about controlling our eyes, is equally important for our ladies also. Sometimes they don't understand this point. They feel we're in parda, so we can look at everything. We can look around everywhere. They also have وَقُلْ الْمُؤْمِنَا يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing women that also lower their gazes. Quran is ajib. مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. مِنْ means that lower some of your gazes. Some of them, the haram ones. Plenty of halal, you can look, no problem. Your children, your husband, everyone. But don't look at the big screen. Now you look at the Melissa on the screen. How he's giving the bayan. She's getting enchanted also. Look at how he's speaking, how sweet he is. My husband won't speak to me like this. So therefore they should be careful also that they don't get now caught up with all the fitnas of the cell phone and the screens, etc. That we were. And remember, my dear brothers, when it comes to iman, iman is in the unseen. Iman bil ghaib. Now the entire movement of how to learn iman is no more unseen. Now you must see it. Now you must see it. The entire exercise now is to, for you to understand and to believe, you must see it. And now, that's how the Dajjal will come. He will show, he'll have his show also. And he will show you a Jannat. But in reality, he's mesmerizing your eyes. He's playing the tricks of the eyes. So the whole movement in the world right now is to take us away from the unseen. See everything. We're so accustomed now to all the CCTV cameras also. Want to see, must see everything. Everything must be recorded. So the entire iman too is moving away right now. I need to see things to believe it. Whereas before it was the unseen, we believe it, we heard the bayan. Sahaba Ikram said, we believe what we heard, not what we saw. Sami'na wa ta'na. We heard and we obeyed. What do you say now? We want to see it. We want to view it. So the whole movement is going that way right now. Let's see it. Subscribe, like, etc., etc. And it's getting more and more sophisticated. Till the ummah becomes so accustomed now to seeing. Children don't believe also. Maulana, we want to see it. Maulana, we want to see it. So they won't just believe what the alim will tell them, what the Mulay Sahib and Appa will tell them. We want to see it. And this is how the Dajjal will come. That you'll see it and you'll believe it. Person who has iman in the unseen, I still believe in my Allah without seeing him. That is iman. So this whole movement is going that way. And all the channels that are coming up, more sophisticated and more out of this world. So we can imagine now when the Dajjal will come with his channel and his tube. And when the person will subscribe, they're not unsubscribing. Now we're so used to subscribing. So when he will come, we'll accept it also. The whole world will just go behind him. Besides that, the youngster comes in Hadith Sharif, whose iman will be in the unseen. He believe in Allah. And he'll entice the youngster to believe in him. That I am your God. I bring your parents alive also. I believe in the unseen. And he will kill him. But he will die with iman. So the test right now of iman. The test of iman is on right now. That whatever we heard from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what we heard from Quran Sharif, we believe and we obey. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanakallah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Next program will be 10:30, inshallah.